First of all, I want to ask somebody if they could say a verse for me. Now, you haven't got your Bibles with you, but you should be able to say this verse without your Bible. Does anyone know the verse John chapter 3 and verse 16? Can anyone tell me what that verse says? Yep, it's Anna, isn't it? Anna, could you stand up, Anna, and say that out for me? Brilliant, that's brilliant. Take a wee oat marker there. That's very good. That's excellent. Can anyone tell me now, hands up, who likes to draw? Anyone like to draw? Everybody, those people like to draw. Can anyone tell me, and you'll get a bookmarker for this one, can anyone tell me the name of any famous artists? Any famous artists, yes? Da Vinci, yeah, very topical. Okay. Anyone got another one? Anyone know any other famous artists? Yes. Picasso, brilliant. There's a couple of people in this church know a lot about art, so I have to watch what I'm saying today. I don't know an awful lot about art.
Vincent Van Gogh.
Vincent Van Gogh, brilliant. You all know more than me, actually. Well, I want to tell you the story today, which I had heard this story a long time ago and had forgotten it, actually. But about 2 weeks ago, I got an email and this story was in it. So if you've heard it before, don't be saying. I'm sure some of the adults have heard it before. But I want to tell you a story. I want you to remember the verse and then I want you to remember this story. It's a story about a man and his son, and they loved art. In fact, they had a great collection of art. They had Van Goghs, they had Picassos, and they had them all in their house. And the man and his son used to sit down, and they used to sit down on the sofa at night, and they used to look at the paintings. And they used to talk to each other about them. They used to say, well, what do you think that painting's about? And what do you think that painting's about? You know, people who know a little bit of art, they find out all about the painting, know all about it, when it was painted and who was in it, and what the artist meant when he painted it. And they used to sit and had a great collection, and they loved nothing better to sit and talk about art. But you know, the boy, as he grew up, he went away to war, the Vietnam War. And he was away at war, and the father got a message back from the war to say, your son, what do you think had happened to son? He had been killed. He'd been killed in battle. But what it had said in the letter was that your son died a brave man. He had actually been saving people as he had been killed. And one particular other soldier, he had saved him as he had died. The old man was brokenhearted. He could just sit at home then himself and look at his paintings. And he was brokenhearted that his son had died. But at a month after that, just before Christmas, a knock came to the door. And when he went to the door, there was this young man. And the young man was a soldier. And he was the soldier that his son had saved when he was getting killed. And the old man invited him in. They sat down to talk. And he told them all about the son. He told them that he had died a brave man. He had saved many people. But just as he was saving him, he had took a bullet in the heart and he had died. The old man was glad to hear that his son had died a brave man. But then, I've got something to show you. The young man brought out a painting. He knew this old man loved art. And he had brought him a painting. And he says, you know, I'm not a very good artist. But I've painted this for you. And I've brought it back for you. I thought you might like to have it. Anyone any idea what do you think the painting is? Drawing of the sun, you're right. There he is. He brought back this painting, and it was a drawing of his son. The old man was moved to tears. Now, that's not the actual young man. If anyone can find out who this is a real man. And he's known to some people in the church here. If anyone can find out who this is and come to me before next week, I'll give you a prize. You'll have a lot of searching to do. There's a task for you, okay? The old man put the painting up. He put it up above his mantelpiece. It was pride of place. He was more proud of that painting than he was of all his Van Goghs and his Picassos. And he had it up there. Anybody who came into the house got to see this painting first. They were always brought into the room and they showed them that painting. And then he would have took them around and shown them his great masterpieces. But you know, not long after that, sadly, the old man died. And all the paintings went to a great auction. And the auctioneer, as he started the auction, this painting was on the table at the front. They were starting the auction with this painting. And he asked anybody in the audience, who will buy this painting? Who will buy this painting for $100? And nobody put their hands up. In fact, the people in the audience shouted, get on with the real auction. We want to see the masterpieces. And he said, no, I'm starting with the painting of the sun. Who will give me $100? The people got angry. And they actually started to shout, you know, put that painting away. Let's see the real masterpieces. And he said, no, I must begin with this painting. Who will give me $100? And nobody would give him any money. And then just at the back, a little hand went up. And it was the old gardener who used to work for the old man. It was a gardener. And he said, I'll pay $10. That was all he had. He was a poor man. The auctioneer said, right, thank you. We have an offer of $10. Who will give me $20? No hands. He says, going once, going twice, gone. The painting was sold for $10. The auctioneer put his little stick, his gavel down. He picked up the painting and he started to walk to the side. He said, the auction is over. And everybody was in uproar. They were going, what about the masterpieces? What about the Van Goghs? What about the Picassos? We were here to get those. And he said, well, there was a secret stipulation in the old man's will. That this painting was put up first. It was whoever took the sun, took everything. Wow. Whoever took the sun, took everything. So for $10, the gardener not only got the painting of the sun, but he got all the collection, and in fact, he got the old man's whole estate. He got everything. You know, isn't that a little bit like what the Bible says? In fact, God the Father says to you and me today, who will take the sun? That's what the auctioneer said when he held the painting. Who'll take the sun? And the Bible says to us today, and God the Father says this, listen, in John 3:16, God gave his son that you and me could have everything. We could have eternal life. Do you know what that means? That means you can have the best life now, and you can have eternal life forever in heaven with God. That is everything. Boys and girls, as you grow up, the things of the world, people will offer you many things. But when you have Jesus Christ, you have everything. You have the best life now, and you have eternity with Jesus in heaven. So I want you to remember that story. Who will take the sun? I want to ask you today, have you ever said to Jesus, thank you, or said to God, thank you for your son. Thank you that he died for me. I want to take him to be my savior, to forgive me for my sin, and to give me real new life. Whoever has the son has everything. An amazing story, but a true story. And I pray that you'll remember it and take it to your heart.